here on the morning show. 6:46, good morning. It's Friday, October 27th. And if you think that AARP is just a disinterested, neutral bystander on things, you may want to think again, because AARP's 2022 financial disclosures revealed that this organization was paid more than $1.1 billion in corporate royalties last year. From AmericanCommitment.org, Phil Kirpin back with us on the morning show. Why should it matter to me, Phil, and my listeners, if they were paid royalties from their corporate alliances? Good morning.
Well, Doug, great to be with you again. I think it should matter to you for two reasons. One is that they have a massive conflict of interest. They take 5% off the top of all of the premiums every month in all of the AARP branded United Health products. So if somebody's in an AARP United Health Medicare Part D plan or Medicare Advantage plan or Medigap supplemental plan, every month you pay your premiums, 5% off the top goes to AARP, and they're making, as you pointed out, over $1 billion a year from this arrangement. Well, you know, how often do you think they advocate on premiums or on other, insurance company accountability type measures versus obsessing all the time about prescription drugs? Well, you know, they never talk about premiums because lower premiums would actually mean they make less money. So they have a huge conflict of interest. And seniors say in survey after survey that insurance costs are their number one pain point, and yet, you know, the group that pretends to represent them never talks about insurance costs because that's their bread and butter. They make three or four times as much from that deal with United Health than they do from their membership dues from seniors. So that's number one. Number two, the reason people should really care as we ramp into political season with the caucuses coming up and the primaries in other states and so forth is the money that they make from those corporate royalty payments overwhelmingly benefits one political party. And, you know, last year around Inflation Reduction Act, which was a terrible Democratic bill that they, of course, enthusiastically supported, they did all kinds of political events all over the country for candidates for House and Senate. And, you know, they stay compliant with the lawyers, so they don't say vote for this person, but they say, you know, so-and-so is a hero of seniors and saved Social Security, and they go right up to the line. And they gave that loving treatment to about 90 members of Congress, as far as we can tell, House and Senate. Only one of them was a Republican, and it was a Republican senator from Idaho who only had a token Democratic opponent anyway. And so they really, you know, the money flows in enormous amounts, and it really only benefits one political party. And then they have an alliance with them, and then the policies continue to be slanted in favor of them and their corporate partners. And so it's a very destructive kind of circle. And it's not good for seniors, and it's not good for voters, by and large, in my judgment.
Yeah. Phil, we have AARP on the show on a fairly regular basis talking about senior issues such as, scams on individuals, making sure trip hazards are taken care of, things like that. But other places we're talking about things like the Medicare open enrollment that is coming up here, such as that. They're in the news right now because they are opposing an Alliant Energy $300 million plan to increase electric rates. So when we're talking with AARP, when we're reading their information and listening to their information, we need to know a couple of things. One, that there is maybe another side to these things. Number two, their enrollment is slipping. The number of people who enroll in AARP is slipping, and because that enrollment is down, their bottom line is down because
well, their overall bottom line is up because
United Health
is rising every year.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. They're one of the reasons that they are the 800-pound gorilla they are is that they tend to hire, you know, state-level people who fit the state. And so I suspect that their Iowa people are probably pretty good, pretty conservative people, and they probably come on and mostly say things that make sense. And they may be involved and engaged in other issues where they're absolutely on the right side. I don't know enough about the details to comment on your specific, you know, electricity issue. But I would just say, whenever they talk about health care issues in particular, be very, very careful and cautious that they're not just carrying water for United Health.
Phil Kirpin is with American Commitment. You can go to AmericanCommitment.org to read more of his work and the work of the folks over there. Hey, Phil, appreciate your time. Have a fabulous weekend. We'll talk to you again in the near future, okay?
You too. Have a good one.
Take care. 6:51 now in the morning.